returns, Des. Fantastic to see. You've been able to share the game today here as Baraba took on the Lambert and Torrens Gunnedah Red Devils with Roger, and it's good to see some other referees coming through. But looking forward to what will be a ripper of a season for you, won't it?
Yeah, thanks, Jono. Yeah, another year older too, mate. Don't worry about that. But yeah, look, a new season this year. You know, a fair few law changes in 2016, which for my feel will be the benefit of the game. We're just trying to roll those out to the clubs at the moment, and just get everyone on the same page, and you know, get everyone playing some quality footy.
Yeah, tell us a little about the gist of what the new laws are, and just some of the stuff we need to know as far as the game moving forward, because the game just gets quicker and quicker, doesn't it?
Yeah, true. Yeah, what we're trying to do is trying to clean up that breakdown. So if you can get your hands on that ball before a ruck forms, fair contest, and you know, you're willing to go and contest that ball. Once the ruck forms, that's it. No second grabs or anything like that, and we're going to really tidy that area up. Other important changes that they're doing is player safety paramount. So they've changed the scrum laws to reflect that. No wheeling, so it's illegal to wheel this year. Halfbacks get in between the 7 and the 8, disrupting the ball and scrum structures. So there's another pretty key one there. And also attacking players in the air. We're going to get very savage on that one. So, you know, should start at the yellow card mark. Penalty yellow card, depending on how severe it is. Full contest, not a problem. But, you know, if you get guys taking fellas out in the air, it's going to end up with dire consequence.
It was one of those things out of the World Cup, and, of course, Dave Pocock has just been suspended for it. Yep. And that is grabbing blokes at the neck, not only in the rolling mall, which Dave was busted for, but also at the breakdown as well. That sort of cattle roll here, you try and roll a steer or whatever, that sort of thing's got to be thrown out of the game. But then again, Sandsvar confuses everybody by allowing Josh Mann Ray to punch Ollie Keeble in the face and only give out a week, which is just largely bizarre. And it doesn't help you guys if the top of the tree doesn't get their act together and be really savage on these sort of things.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And like you say, with that neck roll on that, that is that's crept into the game, I suspect, from a league sort of a platform, you know, sort of a grapple tackle type style, pulling them out. And you're 100% right, mate. The laws to be, if we're dealing with it on the field, the sanctions have got to be backed up off the field. Sure, I encourage a lot of teams to also get onto the video, and if they do see some really foul play in there that needs to be cited, cite it. You know, it's got to be done. You know, we've got to protect our players. And like we said, you know, with the neck roll being banned, and also with the whip wheels and stuff like that in the scrum, and that's what we're trying to do. We just want to get play underway as quick as we can without having all, you know, the slowing down of the ball. And generally that's a good way of doing it, by using the neck area.
Of course, so last year you had the opportunity to be part of Queensland Country Heels as a New Sports Country Cockatoos game down in Campbelltown. You weren't able to go there for it. But also, of course, the Country Championships, you'll be looking forward to be part of that, and you're on the A panel, and tell us about the experiences there of being a country champ, hopefully maybe taking another step. Of course, your mate, the wee man himself, Jared Logan, was the fourth referee there when the Western Force took on the Wellington Hurricanes early this year in Gosford, so the opportunity there for the country refs if you get in and have a bit of a go.
Yeah, correct, John. That's congratulations to Jared. It's a big big accolade for the young fella, and you know, I've had the privilege to ref with Jared and be his AR alongside him on the A panel. A great young guy, very sensible and very calm under pressure. So congratulations to him. And, you know, we've had Nathan Pearce, who's, you know, done Super 12 and footy, and a few guys from the country that have done that. We also had some good representation in Sydney last year with the 17s and I think it was the 16s down there in Sydney for the State Cup, which was combined country and New South Wales Cup. So, yeah, look, a lot of the referees from country areas are starting to get a go, and especially with the you know, with New South Wales rugby, they're starting to integrate country and Sydney referees in together, and you know, try and get everyone's standards up. So congratulations to New South Wales rugby, they're doing a great job. And like I said, mate, with the A panel, yeah, another year, but I'm starting to get a bit aged for that. But anyway, we'll see how we go this year. It's at Armidale, so it's basically a local home game for me. And, yeah, we'll get up there and see how we go. And I'm not sure who the hot favourite sides are at the moment, but I imagine Hunter would be up there, and hopefully Central North will go all right.
Thanks for your time, James. We wish you all the best as you blow the pee. This year, I know you don't blow it too much, but with the new changes in the laws, the players have got to be ready to rock and roll, and it's certainly not the referee's fault that he's got to blow the pee out of the whistle.